Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Kansas City! You ready? You ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Welcome to the Red Kingdom!
Yeah!
Red Kingdom! Welcome to the Red Kingdom!
Yeah!
Red Kingdom! Welcome to the place where we run it. Place really haunted by number 58 is DT the Great. We flaunt it, hate, and we shun it. No competition, the opposition fake. I don't think they really want it.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty, I know you want to do it.
What?
It's like giving a kid a new toy.
That really is. God, I'm so excited still.
I can't
help it. It's just so great.
Like cloud
right?
Nine,
yeah.
Man.
I feel you're going to hear that audio in a promotion soon.
Or you know, this audio is really good, though.
Will Lutz. Backs up, takes two steps to the side, says he's ready. An attempt of 35 yards for the win. Snap, placement, kick on the way. It is blocked.
Can you cut that blocked and compare it to this blocked?
Blocked!
I can't believe it's been, what time did that game end yesterday? 3, right? 3 plus 7 is 4, 12 plus, it's been 16 hours, and the energy and the excitement and all of this stuff, man, is just still right here at the forefront of my being today, right? Like,
right.
I am still so fired up over that game yesterday. I just can't put into words how freaking awesome that was yesterday, man. It was just wild.
And that's why we asked the question on the other side. What was, you know, where does this game rank all time? Can't say like, oh, Super Bowl, whatever. Like, no playoffs, none of that, right?
Because, right.
Like, you know, obviously those are going to trump over everything. But somebody also on the text line says, Dusty, there's no way you're serious that you think Patrick Mahomes should be in the MVP race. I am serious because he's got the third best odds in Vegas.
He's also 9-0 as the quarterback of a team that hasn't lost a game yet. And in the NFL, everything is based on your quarterback. That's just the way we judge things right now, right? We judge it by Super Bowls and all this kind of stuff. Patrick Mahomes is the quarterback of this football team. And boy, I'll tell you what, yesterday, Patrick Mahomes is a big reason why this team won. How many balls did he throw away where he should have been sacked or, you know, whatever.
Oh, like, you want some good news right now here, boys?
Yeah.
Andy Reid is your favorite in Vegas to win Coach of the Year.
I told you, man. I'm glad I put that $5 bet on
Andy Reid.
I may cash in on this one, right?
Andy Reid right now is plus 400. The next coach is Mike Tomlin at plus 450. Yep. Kevin O'Connell at plus 450. Jim Harbaugh and Dan Quinn also at plus 450. Patrick Mahomes, third best odds to win MVP. Lamar Jackson, leader in the clubhouse at plus 125. Josh Allen at plus 350. And Patrick Mahomes at plus 750.
What's going to happen after this weekend's game when Kansas City goes up to Buffalo and gets a win? Where's Patrick Mahomes going to be in the MVP conversation? Then where really is Andy Reid going to be in the Coach of the Year category? I think people are starting to realize and they're stopping to take Andy Reid for granted right now. I think people are looking around and realizing, okay, Andy Reid is the greatest coach in the NFL right now. And there's no argument. You go into the year knowing that Andy Reid is the greatest coach in the NFL. And then you're going to have to figure out who's second, third, fourth, and fifth. And I do like the fact that Mike Tomlin is up there, second best odds to get coach of the year, because he's done an unbelievable job in Pittsburgh this year. I mean, they are a legit contender right now. But I am so happy to finally see people like respecting Andy Reid, and what, for the second time in his career, potentially getting coach of the year when he could literally win it every year. Like, if he finally gets coach of the year this year, it means people are not taking Andy Reid for granted anymore.
It also means, because this is a continued text, our MVP leads the league in interceptions half the year, maybe MVP. I try to tell you guys this. Interceptions are irrelevant.
Yeah.
They don't matter anymore.
You came in here this morning and you went, how about Goff? Five interceptions. Nobody's a Goffer anymore. I said, yeah, but they won. And you said interceptions didn't matter. You're like, yep, that's true. Five interceptions for that dude last night. They won the game. Nobody
cares.
Still
won. Yeah, it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter.
Blocked.
Yeah. Also, he's the best quarterback in the fourth quarter. He has no interceptions, and he's been the best quarterback on third down. Like, not even close.
And his team's, not even close.
His team's undefeated.
And his team's undefeated. Well, actually,
like, there are other variables in football that make you a valuable player than throwing interceptions and touchdowns.
Right.
Like, also, he doesn't lead the league in interceptions anymore.
No, he doesn't.
And
is it Jordan Love?
Yeah, Jordan Love.
Jordan
Love,
like, three games. MVP, right?
And Patrick Mahomes is my MVP. What's Patrick Mahomes have now? 12-9? Is that his touchdown interception ratio?
So.
12 touchdowns, 9 interceptions?
Yeah.
Great, great. And when was the last time he threw an interception?
It's been 2 weeks now.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly right. It's been a while. It's like, you met that song by Stained, "It's Been a While." Do you remember that one?
That's not my genre of music. You might as well start playing "Look at This Photograph." And
"Look at This Photograph."
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know,
that's a great song, yeah, come on, man. Awesome. It really is.
It's not. It's ass.
Bigger ass. The tackles or that song?
That song.
Yeah. The tackles.
I'll take my chances with those tackles. I'll Van Gogh my damn ears if I had to hear that song.
Look at this photograph.
You can keep doing that, but what? What'll happen to you.
Yeah. No, for me, it's the best regular season game I've ever been to. And I don't say that because I'm in the moment. I say it because, yes, I'm in the moment, but also because of what it means and where we are and what we're doing and what we're living through right now, right? We are living through every day and every game history. And perfection and excitement and greatness and stuff we've never lived through before, and the opportunity to go undefeated and win a third straight Super Bowl. So for me, yeah, that was the best regular season game I've ever been part of. I mean, leaving the stadium. I mean, people were like, you felt like you were flying out of the stadium, right?
Yeah, and that's a little spoiled because you guys were there. I'm just saying, like, where's that game ranked for people? Like, just watching and indulging in that game. To me, it's the best game I've ever seen.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Best.
Taking the playoffs away. Yes.
Regular season,
for me,
the way that game went, the way I felt from where I was to where I was, like, thinking, like, I had a whole thought process in my head. Okay, they lose this game, what's going to be the outcome on the air tomorrow? And then immediately it was control shift delete, and
I was like, okay, done. Yeah.
Like, it's over. Like, I look at that and I'm like, because we're all there, right? Minute 33 on the clock. Chiefs are, you know, no timeouts, can't stop the clock. They're in field goal range. Will Lutz, here we go, and then. Blocked! And then blocked. And it's just, it's insane because it's like, if that's any other team, it is celebrated, it is nice. Like, they had the end of the Fox game yesterday, I was watching because the Chiefs game was over there talking to Julian Edelman. She was like, what are your biggest takeaways? And he was like, how about New England? How about how about that New England Patriots team? They actually showing some life.
Right.
And she goes, no mention to the block of the field. He goes, those guys just, it's just insane what they do.
And that's how you know it's good, because everybody is just SMH with this team, right? I mean, it's unbelievable how many people that have played, watch, coach, whatever, they just go, I don't know. They just have it. I mean, and that's what makes this a special season, because you are getting plays like that. That's what makes the season even more special, because we're going to talk about this game to the end of time, guys. Like,
so
that was
you'll
wild.
Always remember this game.
Yeah.
Fortunately for you and others, they were all there. You'll always remember where you were if you were there. I don't know where I was. I remember I damn lifted a dude, you know, my size, and threw him back. Not in anger, and just like pure blackout excitement. I'd already had probably 12 Busch lattes, but it wasn't because of that. It was because, like, here I am standing, sitting on the arm of my chair, and I don't get there very often.
Right.
And I'm sitting there going, all right, all right, all right. And then it's blocked, and it's just like, and it's like, I don't know what's going on right now. Somebody mentions the 4th-and-9 play to Tyreek against the Ravens as a top game that they remember.
Yeah. Great game, great moment.
The Chargers game where Harlan goes, I'm calling both plays.
Yeah, that was fun.
They got that up there.
The Chargers walk-off Kelsey game is another one.
Yep. Yeah. But this one, would just with everything that was at stake yesterday, because if they don't win that game yesterday, everybody in the national media is saying the Chiefs aren't that good. Because like I told you, they're waiting for that loss to break through the door like the Kool-Aid man to go, hey, and tell you that they're not that good. Like, people are waiting and waiting and waiting for it, and they're not getting the opportunity to do so because the Chiefs are winning in all phases of the game. That tip of the cap to Dave Tobe yesterday as well, because, you know, hey, you designed that play. Tip of the cap to Leo Chenal for recognizing that this offensive lineman may be leaning back a little bit and they could bull rush this guy. Like, everything that they recognized yesterday on special teams, that's why they're so good. Like, people wonder why this team is good. Hall of Fame coach, Hall of Fame if they allowed defensive coordinators into the Hall of Fame, and Hall of Fame special teams coach as well. Dave Tobe is fantastic at what he does. So, I mean, like, this is why the Chiefs are better than everybody else, because when other teams are hiring losers, we're hiring Andy Reid. We're hiring adults. We're hiring veterans. Yep. We're bringing in the best of the best. Tip of the cap to Clark Hunt for doing all that as well, and his family. Like,
what?
I mean, I am still so excited over this game. It's wild, man. It's wild.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.